may not know this, but the clothes you're wearing right now are probably flame retardant. That's because clothing manufacturers typically spray or embed their clothes with a chemical that provides a level of protection from fires or flames. The problem is, in addition to being a chemical composition, the protection is limited and can wear off after a number of washes. What if your clothes were naturally flame retardant and durable enough to still be effective after multiple washes? Well, that's just what ARIS researchers are striving for, and they may have achieved half their goal with this groundbreaking finding.
Every textile that we use has been treated with a chemical such that the flame will extinguish. And these new lines of cotton that we found, without any chemical treatment, have this property that they will self-extinguish. For some applications, this is a game changer, because you could imagine like a military uniform that has a blend of this cotton in it, where a small flame or ember lands on the service member, but just by simply slapping it, they can put it out. It won't rapidly consume the fabric. And the fact that it's not a genetically modified organism, it's made from a interesting but normal breeding process of other cotton lines that are already being cultivated because they already have many of the traits that you would need to, or you would desire to commercially grow cotton.
ARS has bred different lines of cotton for decades. There's a good chance that the cotton shirt you're wearing right now has a blend created by ARS researchers. Researchers like Dr. Gregory Tyson, who you just heard from, are developing new cotton lines that are stronger, more durable, and in this case, naturally flame retardant. Tyson works at the Cotton Chemistry and Utilization Unit in the Big Easy, and his latest research could indeed be a game changer for the textile industry. His four new lines actually came from 11 existing cotton breeds, and we'll get into that research shortly. But first, you need to check out the video of the test they conducted to assess the flame resistance of the new cotton material. Check it out in the description below. It's pretty wild.
You can see that the blowtorch used to ignite the fabric does make a hole in this improved cotton, but the improved cotton does not have any open flame, and actually it self-extinguishes. It does not burn all the way toward to the top of the test fabric, which is the measure. Once it gets to the top, the flame in the normal test will burn through a thread that will drop a weight that stops the timer. For normal cotton and for all 11 of the parents of this population, in about 15 or 20 seconds, they will just burn through and there will be a large flame that consumes the piece of test fabric. But self-extinguishing is a standard for flame retardants. You can put the blowtorch onto the fabric, but there's never an open flame.
This is a huge scientific development, but there are two caveats. First, this cotton line has successfully tested for being flame retardant, not flame resistant, which is a much higher bar. Cotton typically produces flammable fibers and is treated with chemicals to be flame retardant for consumer safety. Flame resistant materials are inherently resistant to catching fire, so the materials themselves do not catch fire. Flame-resistant materials are used in clothing for firefighters and in highly combustible materials like furniture, drapes, and carpets. The second caveat is this new cotton line still has a lot of research ahead of it to answer questions like sustainability, durability, and long-term effectiveness.
We need to figure out exactly what the compound is that these new cottons are making that is giving it that property. And then we need to figure out how durable that compound can stay in the cotton after washing it many times.
Still, this is a major research milestone. And like some of the greatest research breakthroughs of all time, like penicillin, It wasn't planned.
The population was originally created by Johnny Jenkins and Jack McCarty with the purpose of looking for agronomic and cotton fiber quality traits in a breeding program. The agronomic traits like stress resistance and yield, and the cotton fiber traits like length and strength and fineness.
Tyson and his team focused on 11 of ARS's most successful cotton lines, all of them quite diverse in their traits.
This was just, let's take 11 diverse cotton lines that are already good enough to grow and people grow them, and see what happens when their genes get to be mixed together in every possible configuration. We began with a small study, but then it proved to be very promising that some of the lines in this population not only were more flame retardant than the parents, they were like dramatically more flame retardant than any of the parents. The phenomenon is called transgressive segregation, and the mechanism for producing it is synergistic epistasis. When you have a complicated population with many parents like this, the diverse genes from the diverse parents are given new opportunities to get together in ways that they never have before. So although all of the 11 parents burn like normal cotton burns, because there were these opportunities in this population for genes to interact in new ways, we were able to find plants that produced cotton fibers that did not burn.
Okay, that was a lot to digest, with some jargon mixed in for good measure. Transgressive means that it is outside of the norm of the parents. And segregation is talking about how the grandchildren of the breeding crop exhibit different traits. Synergistic epitasis occurs when a gene trait forms that is radically different from its parent gene traits. For example, it's like a mother who has blue eyes and a father who has brown eyes, and they have a baby with green eyes.
And that's the phenomenon of transgressive segregation, that you would think it should just be blue eyes and brown eyes and not suddenly something way past brown or way past blue. You would think, oh, maybe something in between. But it turns out that when you have enough of the diversity and a breeding program that mixes those genes together in enough unique ways, there is an opportunity for the plants to have traits that are beyond what any of the parents have. Sometimes when you look for something that you wouldn't really expect to look for and you find it, it's just amazing.
After making this discovery and testing its efficacy in small-scale combustion experiments, they selected lines that had the best heat release capacity and made textiles to conduct normal flame experiments. This took several years, and the results were very promising. There's much more research ahead, but Tyson is excited about the great potential of these new cotton lines.
It's a cotton that descends from and therefore also possesses the traits that growers and consumers expect out of cotton, but it also has this exciting and surprising new trait that most likely means that much less flame retardant chemicals will be necessary to achieve the safety that is required for most applications. And this will save growers and consumers costs and will reduce the environmental impact of the use of the amount of flame retardant chemicals to treat textiles as we use them today.
Tyson gives credit to longtime ARS researchers Johnny Jenkins and Jack McCarty, who developed the cotton population. He also praised ARS for fostering collaboration and providing resources such as people, technology, and most important, time to conduct such pioneering work.
I'm absolutely exhilarated by this and the potential that it creates. The opportunity to find something that wouldn't be expected and to have the resources to check every step of the way from dirt to shirt. We can use the diversity of the germplasm. We can collect the genomic analysis. We can make the fabric. We can test the fabric, and we can find something that nobody would have expected to find because we have the capabilities to look for it.